Today is Wednesday, November 20th. Local time is 4 p.m. at ICANN 48 Buenos Aires in the La Pampa Room. This is CCNSO Council Meeting. Hello. Hello. Hi. The meeting has not started yet, and so there's no audio to send to you yet, but I believe you can just wait here. And as soon as... Perfect. So will you be speaking to the group? Okay. I was just wasn't sure if I need to turn the audio up on the conference bridge so that you speak over the PA. I will do that.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It is...
Okay, we will turn you up on the PA.
Of the council meeting for ICANN 48. You trying to tell me something? Have we fixed the mics so that they don't cut out every 30 seconds? Okay. So welcome to the ICANN 48 CCNSO Council Meeting, and my first is Chair. I'll try to keep us all on track and on time. Leslie, I understand that you are with us virtually. Are you there?
I am indeed, Byron.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll keep me honest. Good to hear you. You've had a big week from announcements wise. What do you have for the back half of this week?
I thought I'd go and lie down somewhere.
All right. Well, welcome. Just before we get started, I would like to acknowledge two folks. Maureen Hilliard, who is over here, who will be joining us in place of Cheryl going forward. Cheryl couldn't make this her final meeting, unfortunately, so Maureen is going to stand in with observer status for this meeting on behalf of Cheryl. So welcome. A little bit early, but welcome. And I'd also just like to make note, because we had somebody leave the council between meetings, we do have a new counselor from the NOMCOM, and that's Jordi Iparraguirre. I'm sorry.
Iparraguirre.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Iparraguirre, for the record.
For the record. For the record, I tried. obviously no stranger to the CC community. I'm sure we'll all remember him from .cat days, and he is back around to join us. So welcome. Welcome back. Okay, so on to the formal agenda. Are there any apologies, Gabby?
Nope.
Thank you. In terms of...
I'm sorry, there is an apology from Patrick Miles, the GNSO liaison.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item number two is the minutes and actions. And Gabby, could you walk us through the actions?
Yes, we have action 8801, Gabriela Schedek, to send a note to the council with a link to the council meeting preparation material on the CCNSO website. That has been done. Action 8802, the secretariat to arrange for the study group on use of names for countries and territories resolutions to be adopted on the council email list. This has been completed. Action 8803, the secretariat to arrange for the resolution on appointing the volunteers for the joint ALAC-CCNSO meeting to be adopted on the council email list. This has been done. Action 8804, Hong Su to send the chair a copy of the ICANN Academy curriculum for the leadership training in Buenos Aires. This has been done. And action 8805, Bart Boswinkle to follow up on the progress of the CCNSO statements on IANA delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs and on the Geographic Regions Working Group report. And this action has been overtaken by time.
Thank you. Moving on to item number three, updates. In terms of my role as chair, I participated in a couple of events. First, I was at the IGF, not in my role as chair, but in my capacity as a .ca manager, and was there for the entire event. And during that event, I also took part in some of the meetings that went on around internet governance and the outcomes of the Montevideo statement. There were several of them during that week because it was what I would call quite organic in the way it took shape and formed. It started, the first meeting was probably less than 40 people. The second meeting was 200 plus, and the third meeting was much larger again. So over the course of that week, this whole notion of the post-Montevideo environment really exploded organically, and I sat in on some of those meetings. I was also at the SOAC chairs meeting on the Friday that precedes any ICANN meeting, where it's an opportunity for the various chairs to get together, talk about what's going on in their relative communities, see if there are any common themes or issues that where there may be some opportunity to work together, and really just to surface what we anticipate the issues of the week will be, and there was little uncertainty about what the primary issues of the week would be, which has proved to be true around the Montevideo statement, OneNet, and all the other issues around that. So that's my update as chair. Vice chair?
Thank you, Byron. Since the last council meeting, I attended the Australian IGF meeting, went straight on to the Bali IGF, and covered most of the same meetings as Byron in terms of the excitement in Bali over the future of internet governance in Brazil and so on. Other than that, and being here, continuing in my FOI work, and also been pretty tied up with my ISOC board role, and interestingly, the ISOC and ICANN boards will be meeting on Friday morning together, and I think that's an indication of some greater harmonisation between the two organisations. That's it from me, thanks.
Thank you, Keith. Are there any councillors, perhaps starting from my left, are there any councillor updates? Anybody from my left? Going, now to my right. Any councillor updates? Roloff?
Just mentioned that on 16 October, I participated in a global meeting of experts on the ethical aspects of information society organized by UNESCO in Riga. There I tried to explain them the role of CCTLD community and especially CCNSO, and tried to stress some ethical aspects, the ones at least I could think of. Tried to explain them the multi-stakeholder model of ICANN and how its importance in the internet governance and importance of CCTLDs.
Thank you. Rola?
Thank you, Byron. You've all heard about the SOP, I think, and the what I could call the exchange of letters. I went to the IGF as well, and I attended the same lunchtime meetings about internet governance that. And I also attended the one on Friday that marked the start of this iCoordination movement, mailing list, or whatever we call it. And my other point has been upgraded, and it's now a point on the agenda, so we'll get back to that one.
Thank you. Any?
Just one brief comment. I just attended the ICANN Academy that was held here just before the ICANN meeting. I think that the experience was really valuable. We really learned quite a lot, even if I have some experience on ICANN. But what was more important was the exchange amongst the people from different areas in ICANN, which really brings quite a lot of value. And I think it's something that we have to follow quite closely to really help them improve on the next editions.
Thank you, Jordi. Young-Am?
Just wanted to mention that KR hosted the APR IGF this September. And we are grateful that Fadi made the time to come. It was a very well-attended event, and most number of participants. And it was reported that the APR IGF seems to be growing.
Thank you. I'll take that as all the updates from the councillors. Yes.
Can I come in, Byron?
Yes. Please go ahead. I will go from left to right to up in the air.
I wasn't sure where I was on the table. So like many others, I attended the IGF as both a nominate person and a CGNSO person. As others as well, I've been involved with the Finance Working Group and the SOP. I've also engaged in several offline email conversations about the outputs from both of those groups. And finally, with great thanks to everyone there, I have booked to go on my CCNSO-funded cookery course at the start of December, and I will send you some pictures of whatever I managed to burn.
Okay. Thank you very much, Leslie. And thus concludes the councillor's update. Regional organization updates. Carolina, Brack, well, yes, we'll need a mic. Thank you. Yes.
Nothing to report because we did provide the updates about the regional organizations in our previous session, so I can.
We do it for the record for the council meeting, though.
Excellent. Okay. So.
It can be a brief version, but for the record extremely, here at the council meeting.
Extremely brief. Okay, so
no hint.
We were part of the organizing committee of the LAC-DNS Forum on the 15th of November. It was the first LAC-DNS Forum held in the region, and most CCTLDs in the region were here. Then we organized our legal meeting. It was the first time in 2.5 years that LAC-TLD has organized a legal meeting on Saturday, the 16th, and we had great participation from nearly 20 registries. That was an interesting highlight. And yes, well, there are other updates regarding our current work with the ICANN LAC strategy, both in terms of CCTLDs and LAC-TLD, which they are available on the presentation I presented before lunchtime today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On the AFTLD part, we just concluded security training in Madagascar for about 26 officers from 12 African countries with NSRC and ICANN and ISOC as well. Right now we are working on a CCTLD observatory project. We are also working with AFNIC, ICANN, LAC-TLD and Centre on the same project. We are trying to build a one-stop shop, or rather one portal where you can get data on African CCTLDs. So that's what we are up to at the moment.
Thank you.
I'm Don Hollander from APTLD. The big news within APTLD is they have a new general manager.
Congratulations to APTLD.
They have an old general manager, too. And working on planning for next year with a big focus on security and stability, deployment of IDN, and focusing on business models.
Thank you. And I know that Peter from Center has had to leave already. Are there any staff updates?
Nope.
Thank you. We've concluded agenda item number 3 and move on to number 4, membership applications. Roloff.
Yes, thank you, Byron. We have two applications on the agenda. One about which I communicated with you last week, and one which I sent to you yesterday evening, the one from Estonia. Our colleagues from Estonia are here. They are participating in the meeting. I can't see if they are here in the room. Yes, they are even in the room. Hello. So I suggested that we would approve both applications during this meeting. So the first one for Vietnam and the second one for Estonia, and they would be member number 143 and 144 respectively. I have received no objections so far.
Okay. We have a resolution in front of us. The resolution is that the CCNSO Council approves the application of both .vn and .ee and welcomes both .vn and .ee as members 143 and 144 respectively. Can we have a vote on that? All in favor?
Leslie.
Yes. Leslie?
Yes.
Thank you. It is unanimous. Welcome. It's great to have you join us. Okay, item number 6, final report on the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group. Young could you take this, please?
Thank you, Byron. But I would like to point out that this is item number 5, not 6. The JIG, the Joint IDN Working Group, was formed to as a joint effort of the CCNSO and the GNSO. We identified three issues of common interest. One was the use of single characters. The other was the use of variants. We have submitted final reports on these two issues previously, and during this meeting we have submitted our final report for the third issue, which is universal acceptance of IDNs. And it was recognized that the group participation was not active enough to go further with some loose ends that were left as a result of these final reports. We have suggested that we, since this is the final report on the third item, that we put this group to a close, and we are awaiting your guidance on what to do next. And the draft resolution that is in front of us is the one that the GNSO will also be either accepting or not accepting. Would you like me to read the resolution? Or?
Yes, I think for the record, okay. If you could read the resolution, and just to reinforce the point that as this was a joint working group, there are parallel resolutions in each of our supporting organizations, and as Yangam said, they will be voting on a resolution extremely similar to this one.
Okay. Draft resolution. The CCNSO Council adopts the JIG final report on universal acceptance of IDN TLDs and its recommendations, and will submit it to the ICANN board for its consideration. The CCNSO Council thanks the JIG for its work, with special thanks to Jonathan Frakes for his contribution in proactively reaching beyond the ICANN community to address issues identified in the report. The CCNSO Council recognizes that further work needs to be done in relation to IDNs, in particular IDN variants and universal acceptance of IDNs, and asks the JIG to put forward suggestions on how to deal with these issues and deliver these suggestions to the CCNSO Council by the ICANN Singapore meeting in March 2014. The CCNSO Council requests its chair to inform the chair of the GNSO of the decision of the CCNSO and the co-chairs of the JIG accordingly, and submit the report to the board of directors of ICANN together with the chair of the GNSO when the report of the JIG is adopted by the GNSO.
Thank you, Yangam. Can we have a vote on this resolution? All of those in favor? We're unanimous. Here, Leslie?
Yes.
Thank you. It's unanimous and carried. Thank you very much, Yangam, and the folks on that working group. A lot of very good work was done on that, so thank you. Moving on to item number seven. This is the final report on the Joint DNS Stability and Security Analysis Working Group. I am going to speak on behalf of it for the Council. This is a joint working group that involved ALAC, CCNSO, GNSO, and NRO to better understand the security and stability of the global domain name system. It was started back in 2011. And originally, it had a task to, as they said, both to go fast and to go deep. They broke that into two components. The first part, they did the fast part, and then they were going to go much deeper into the subject matter. They have produced the initial report, but during that time period, another board group was formed that had significantly overlapping remit. And based on the recommendations of the chairs of that working group, they have elected to cease their work after the production of the first report. There is a resolution associated with that, and that resolution is, and I will read it for the record, the CCNSO Council adopts the report submitted by the co-chairs of the DSSA Working Group as the final report of the DSSA-WG in accordance with Section 2.4 of its charter. The chair of the CCNSO is requested to inform the co-chairs of the DSSA Working Group of the adoption of the report by the CCNSO Council. The chair of the CCNSO is also requested to inform the chairs of the other participating SOs and ACs. And finally, the CCNSO Council thanks and congratulates all, and in particular the co-chairs of the WG, Olivier Crépien-Leblanc from the ALAC, Jorg Schweiger from .de, from our community, Mikey O'Connor from the GNSO, James Galvin from SSAC, and Mark Koster from the NRO, and all the volunteers and staff who helped with the effort. That's the resolution before us. Can I have... Are there any comments?
Yes.
Roll off.
Yeah. Byron, thank you. Maybe just to inform my fellow councillors, I was a member of the board's Risk Management Framework Working Group, which had the task to come up with a rich risk management framework, not to identify the risks or check what measures are presently being taken to counter those. And although there was a potential overlap, I think it could have been dealt with differently. I don't think we have another option now than to approve the resolution, but I still think it's a pity that it went this way. Because I think we all remember that this working group originated, or partly originated, from some alarming remarks that ICANN's previous CEO made during the Nairobi ICANN meeting. And if you look at the objectives of DSSA, I think there would have been room to work on those. And that work still has to be done, identify the risks and identify the measures that are presently taken to cover those risks. So I'm not too happy about this development, but I think there's nothing else we can do now than to approve their report. And maybe we should have a discussion one day on how we can move this forward.
Thank you for that context, Roloff. And I would certainly like to call out our peer, Jorg, for the work that he did on our behalf in that working group. With that said, we have the resolution before us. All of those who support. Leslie?
I support.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Resolution is passed. Before we get to item number 8, you'll probably see that there's an inherent conflict in the chair chairing his own report. So at this stage, I'm going to pass the chairmanship of the meeting itself to my vice chair, Keith.
Thanks, Byron. And so in chairing item 8 on the agenda, the final report of the Finance Working Group, can I invite the other Byron Holland as chair of the Finance Working Group to take us through this item. Thank you, Byron.
Thanks, Keith. I'll put on my other hat right now. As has been much discussed, the Finance Working Group is coming to the end of its work after roughly 2.5 years, 13 meetings and presentations at every CCNSO meeting since its inception. It has been a fairly long journey, but certainly a very robust one, and I think came to the conclusions required as per the mandate of the working group itself. Its primary mandate is included in the document here. I won't read that out. But I think it's safe to say that there has been fulsome and robust discussion right up to the end. And all of that discussion and input has, without a doubt, created, I think, the best available solution. So I thank everybody for their input over time. There are a couple of important links within the document that I would encourage you to take a look at if you have the chance. As such, we have posted the final report, and there is a resolution associated with that report. I'll read the draft resolution. The CCNSO Council notes and welcomes the exemplary, long and intensive consultation efforts and process the Finance Working Group went through to gather input and feedback from the community. And the CCNSO Council notes and welcomes the letter from ICANN's CEO and President on the overall level of the financial contributions and the voluntary nature of the contributions. The CCNSO Council adopts the proposed November 2013 guideline for voluntary contributions of CCTLDs to ICANN and requests the chair of the CCNSO to inform the CEO and president of ICANN accordingly once the guideline becomes effective. The CCNSO Council requests staff to publish this resolution as soon as possible after the closure of this CCNSO Council meeting. Keith?
Thank you, Byron. Are there any questions, queries, or comments? Becky?
Sorry, it's not done yet.
Okay, over the page.
Pagination. Yeah. You know, I'm just so excited to get over the finish line here. In accordance to the rules of the CCNSO, the November 2013 guideline will become effective 7 days after publication of the decision by the Council. And finally, the CCNSO Council wholeheartedly thanks and congratulates all who participated in the process, and in particular the Chair and the members of the Finance Working Group and Xavier Calvez, the CFO of ICANN, and other staff, and all the members of the community who were involved in this long and sometimes challenging effort. Keith.
I'm not sure we shouldn't amend to get rid of the word sometimes. Always challenging effort. Are there any comments or questions? Becky.
Ah, okay. I would just like to say that I attended the very, very first ICANN meeting in Singapore in 1999. This was an issue then. It's been an issue at every single ICANN meeting since then. It's never been not contentious, and I would like to thank Byron and the members of the committee who worked so hard to get this done.
Thanks, Becky. Any other comments or questions? Becky, do you want to turn off your mic? Thank you. I'd like to add my own support to Becky's comments. I've been involved since 2001 in terms of finding a satisfactory model, so it's good, I think, that we can finally put this to bed. So are there any other comments, questions? If not, Byron.
I would just like to make one comment. This was a big working group. There were a lot of folks who did a lot of heavy lifting and helped me guide this process, and I truly appreciate all of the insight and guidance and hard work that I got from the working group itself and the many other people who helped shepherd this process to this point. Thank you.
And I trust you'll duly reward them in the bar shortly.
Absolutely.
Leslie, any comments?
Well, I'm missing out on the bar again.
Okay.
I'd like to echo the comments already made. I mean, this has been a long haul. I think the outcome is good for us. It may not feel that way currently, but I think it is, and well done.
Thank you. I think rather than a show of hands, can we pass this resolution by acclamation? Please join me in thanking Byron and the team for this. And just to finish the vote, is there anyone abstaining or anyone voting against? I'll record it as a unanimous resolution. And now relinquish the chair and hand back to the other Byron Holland, the chair. Thank you, Byron.
All right, other hat is on. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. On to item number 9. next steps to identify potential issues and propose next steps pertaining to cross-community capacity building. And this is more of a discussion point that flows out of the conversations we've had in Durban and even the panel we had this morning to see if there's any comment for the council on whether to pursue this subject any further in terms of additional potential panels at future ICANN meetings or future CCNSO meetings, or even if there's any interest in trying to more effectively share information around capacity building. So this is meant for discussion purposes only. I open the floor to any comment, input. I won't take silence as consent here, so. Hong?
Thank you, Chair. For the cross-community capacity building working group, we have one already, and CCNSO has joined the working group as one of the stakeholder groups. That's the ICANN Academy Working Group. It is now running a couple of capacity building programs, including the one that Jordi just mentioned, the Pirate Leadership Program. Of course, I have fully support if we want to form more cross-community capacity building working group. Just for your information.
Thank you. Bart?
May I make a point of order? this was intended as cross-regional capacity building, so it is not cross-community capacity building. Maybe we put it on the defer this item to the next meeting by telephone call on 10th of December. Otherwise, everybody is a bit confused by the part right now.
So Bart certainly makes a good point of clarification. This was meant to be a follow-up from the conversations in Durban and here, which were about regional and organizational capacity building or capability building. Are there any further comments? No? Okay. Well, we will probably move that to the next meeting. Item number 10. This is a late addition to the agenda, and it is as a result of trying to be responsive to what has transpired during the course of the week here, and certainly calls that we have heard both and I have heard both from within and most definitely from outside the community for the CC community to get involved or put a person or persons forward to really try to spearhead or at least convey information back and forth as a focal point between the OneNet endeavor, the Brazil conference, and the panel on internet governance, because time is short on all of those things. I have had a conversation with my vice chair, Keith, and I'm going to put forward a suggestion to the community in terms of a slate of individuals who could be a point person on each of these endeavors. That is not to say that, as usual, we are all free to represent ourselves as CC operators in these endeavors and to make comment and to engage as you see fit. On the other hand, I think it would be important that we do actually have a little bit of structure to ensure that this community stays informed by people who can afford to engage in a very meaningful way. So, for the OneNet endeavor, I'm not going to call it a movement. For those of you who've been watching Twitter or anything, Milton has said it's not a movement, so it must not be a movement. It's a mailing list, exactly. And it's a robust mailing list, so part of the issue here is simply to have somebody who can distill what is relevant and separate the wheat from the chaff and report back to this community about the key elements that are transpiring on that mailing list and also surface any particular issues or activities that we think would be a point of entry for us as individuals to get involved in the conversation. In terms of the Brazil conference, we know and have been asked as a community to get involved and help being on the steering committee. And for the panel on internet governance, the fifth strategy panel, there has been a call for us to have somebody participate. There was some discussion on the third point. There was some discussion stimulated by originally by Peter Van Rusten at the council preparatory meeting, and I will tell you that my name as chair of the CCNSO was floated for that role. Mathieu is an appropriate person and has agreed, if we agree on that, to participate as a point person on the OneNet role. And Carolina from LAC-TLD, I think, is a clear choice for being a point person around the Brazil conference, has the resources and the support of her organization, and the obvious advantage of being on the ground and in Sao Paulo to begin with. So I would like to propose, along with my vice chair, that we put that slate forward under those auspices. Are there any questions? Young-un?
I would just like to point out that the OneNet thing is something that everyone can get on. And so, yes, I do agree that we should have a contact point or a person that would be more responsible than others for bringing the important issues up. But I would like to suggest that everyone get on this list.
Yeah, and I would just echo that. This is by no means to suggest that Mathieu is shouldering the load for this whole community or is representing us in that endeavor. He has simply agreed that given the flow of information happening on that mail list, that he would take the responsibility of trying to distill it to its most meaningful essence for our community and surface and highlight any particular things that come up on that mailing list that we might be particularly interested in engaging. But I would certainly, as Young-un has just done, encourage all of us to be paying attention and engaged in that. Keith?
Just as well as adding my support to the people proposed for these roles, I think it's really important that we add these three items as separate agenda items for all future council meetings and members' meetings until exhausted, and that the people appointed are the first reporting mechanism back to us on as much information as they can provide. I think particularly the OneNet, but each of these tasks is going to be quite a high noise to signal ratio. So, as you say, Byron, separating the wheat from the chaff and reporting back to us the really important elements is going to be a quite an onerous task, but one that's definitely necessary. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions? Roloff?
Yes, Byron, one other thing on this subject. This morning in the 7 to 8:30 a.m. meeting, there was a suggestion from ICANN's CEO and president that the communities would form cross-community working groups on each of the three subjects. Is that something we want to discuss, if we will do that, if we will initiate it, or if we will participate, or if we won't do anything at all?
I think that, my personal opinion is that we should participate in some way, shape, or form. In terms of how we begin to organize that, I'm open to input and solutions. Do you have any for us?
If I remember correctly, he was calling upon the leaders of of the constituencies. But I'm offering help. I don't have any clear idea on how to do it other than a liaise with the other constituencies. I don't know if there's an upcoming meeting of the chairs of the different constituencies or
Bart, can you shed any light on what's expected here?
I have no clue, but...
Thank you for your honesty.
I was not there. But what I suggest is that, say, the chair of the council comes back, say, in 2 weeks with more idea of what is required and what is happening, so in a short time frame, and that we discuss it at least by email and on the conference call on the 10th of December, because that's the next council meeting, so that's relatively quick.
Okay, but maybe in the meantime, while we are still here, maybe we can reach out to the chairs of the other constituencies. Yes. And
that's the basic idea.
You want to? Okay.
Hello, I'm the Patrick, chair of one of the other constituencies. I don't know whether it helps, but I just want to point out that I am at least as confused as Byron. So I think that all of us are on the same level. So don't, just so you don't think that Byron has not done his homework, because we're in the same situation. Thank you.
Thank you for your support, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that. So here's what I can commit to. Since it is unclear what the requirements are, I will certainly take the lead until those are known, and then report back, and we can act accordingly. As it's clearly a work in progress, I don't think I can do anything beyond that at the moment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Keith, comment?
I was just going to say I was at the meeting and equally confused this morning, so I was going to avoid raising that topic, Roloff, on the basis of the lack of clarity around what that might mean. But, Byron, you volunteered to keep an eye on all three. I wonder if the three people we're appointing could act as the appropriate vehicle for any further discussion or commitment or requirement, not to say that they should serve on the cross-constituency groups if they emerge, but just that they each could take the lead for their group might be appropriate in sharing the workload.
Thank you, Keith. Roloff?
So, Keith, maybe we can agree upon that you raise the points on which there's clarity, then I'll take the ones on which there's none.
That would be a very short discussion.
Okay, are there any other comments, feedback on this particular point? I do want to make one. Given the nature of item number 3, I have sought my own personal guidance from my board on the looking for their advice and commitment that should this go through and should I be the person to do it, that I would have support of my own board. I certainly expect it, but given the short notice of this whole thing, I still await confirmation, though I anticipate it immediately, but in the spirit of full transparency, I just wanted to make that known. Okay. Item... Leslie? Any
I
comment?
I was trying to participate remotely, and I don't have a clue.
Okay, thank you. All right, item number 11, working group and other updates. I'm going to pass the first one to Katrina regarding the program working group, and I think just first I'd like to say I think the program working group has done a fantastic job here, not only just in terms of the actual items on the agenda, but some of the enhancements, as simple and straightforward as putting the pictures and names up of the panelists, something that's new, seems simple, yet I think exceptionally helpful for those in the audience. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Byron. So this is my first meeting in the capacity of the chair of the meeting program working group, so I'd like to thank Byron and Bart, especially for helping out. I hope that now I'm in good shape to keep working on the programs for next meeting, especially because there's growing support and more ideas coming from the working group, so I'd like to thank the working group for that. Yes, as you noticed, there are some new things we tried as experiment this time. First of all, tried to advertise some most interesting things just to attract more and more people, and invite you all to come to our meetings, to the most interesting sessions. Well, all sessions are interesting, of course, but we just picked up some just to give you a highlight and give you an idea what to expect. This was the first time we tried that. I hope that next meeting will do a better job. And that's why we really rely on feedback from you. As you'll soon notice, if Gabi hasn't sent... Gabi already sent out an invitation to fill in our post-meeting survey. This is a new survey. It's shorter, and we really want to gather key input from the community, what you liked, what you did not like, and some ideas. Unfortunately, we lost our working group lost Vika as a member. Unfortunately, he has too many commitments and couldn't continue the work. So, if there are anyone who is interested to participate in the working group, you're always welcome. If you do not want to be a part of the working but still have ideas, we would really appreciate if you could share them. There are also some other changes, and here I'd like to thank. Yes, thank you. Here I'd like to thank Alejandra for taking the lead and preparing Google Calendar. And I really would like to apologize to her and especially to the community that we did not distribute this Google Calendar thing earlier. My mistake, but it will be corrected, and you will have this information on time for the next meeting. So thank you very much for good work and really relying on your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Item number 11.2, Incident Response Repository. Bart?
The working group sent a interim report with some questions to the community. This will be followed up shortly by a survey for for all the broader CCTLD community. The working group is looking for, in fact, guidance on whether it needs to continue, given, say, the limited use cases that has been proposed by the previous working group, and in order to make this successful, they want to ensure that a large number of CCTLDs will get involved in the incident response initiative. So read the report, and a survey will follow shortly.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on 11.2? No? Election Review Council Committee. Katrina.
Thank you, Byron. So we have updated our report to reflect latest changes in the election process. Discussed recommendations during our face-to-face meeting we had this Sunday. We will update and polish the report, and hopefully we'll send it out to the council prior to the meeting in Singapore. We also discussed the online tool we could offer to the CCNSO with our colleagues from the Czech Registry, who kindly agreed to help us implement that and make the voting process easier and more efficient. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Katrina? Oh, wait. 11.4. Quorum Study Group. Katrina? Now that's a volunteer.
Thank you, Byron. Quorum study group, we had two phone calls. We discussed different issues regarding quorum and all those votings that take place and when we really need quorum and when we perhaps do not need it. As a result, we have our first draft report. We were a bit optimistic. I was a bit optimistic. I really expected to submit it to the council, because before this meeting, but our discussion, face-to-face discussion on Sunday showed that there are still some things we need to add to the report, but we'll definitely send it to the council for discussion before Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katrina. Any questions or comments? Okay, moving right along. ICANN Outreach Program. Soko.
Yes, thank you, Bayer. Tomorrow there is a session at 9 o'clock on global stakeholders engagement. The idea is that in the past there have been discussions on how to improve communication, digital engagement, a better calendaring of all events, whether they are local, regional, or global, and the capacity building efforts on regional level. So the session tomorrow will focus on updating and informing participants on what's happening with all of those ideas that have been discussing in the past and the progress of with regard to different tools. Thank you.
Thank you, Sokol. Comments or questions? Okay. Hong, in the ICANN Academy, please.
Okay. ICANN Academy Working Group, along with ICANN staff, designed the first pilot leadership program, which is the first capacity building training program for ICANN community leaders. It is three parts. The first part is online learning platform. The second is a skill facilitation training. The third one is orientation courses. The last two parts were held 4 days before ICANN Buenos Aires meeting. And the two counselor appointed by NOMCOM, our new two counselor, joined this program. According to the feedback received so far, more than 72% of the participants gave the positive feedback. And according to the rough assessment provided by ICANN board member, this pilot leadership program will no longer be pilot. It's going to be a regular event organized every year, but it's only available to the ICANN community leaders, the chairs of ISOs and ICs. But how about the community members? That's being considered by the working group. So in the future, possibly the capacity building program for community members could be held at the regional level, something like the European Summer School on Internet Governance. Right, that's my update. Thank you.
Thank you, Hong. Are there any questions? Comments? Okay, I think we're done with item 11. Item Bart?
Just one point with regard to the ATRT meeting yesterday. I think in the prep meeting we discussed the possibility of compiling a document with submissions or with comments prepared by councillors. If they could send it to me over the next week or two, I'll compile the document and send it to the council so we can submit it in time.
Thank you for that.
I want to add that the preliminary comment period is closing very soon, so we'll be submitting our comments in the reply period, but we do want to get them in. And I've been told by several people in the ATRT that they are very much desiring to have comments.
Thank you, Becky. Okay, on to item number 12, council election update. Gabby is our election manager, so over to you.
Thank you. So we had a nomination period starting mid-October, ending early November. It had to be slightly extended for the North American region, but due to lack of nominations and seconding. The outcome was that Victor Abud, Hirohota, and Dottie Sparks-DeBlanc have been selected for their respective regions. And there needs to be an election held in the European and the African region, and the election period starts next Friday, the 29th, and runs till the 13th of December. So the elections will just be held for the members of these two regions.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you. On to item number 13. Back to the election manager.
During the same time period, we had a nomination period to the ICANN board, and the only candidate that was nominated and seconded was Chris Despain. As there are no other candidates, he is the only candidate, but he will actually formally be appointed after the council has approved my nomination report, which will be submitted to you shortly.
Thank you, Gabby. Comments? All right, thank you very much. Item number 14, update on the work plan. Bart.
This is fairly simple. You will receive an updated work plan by the end of next week, taking into account, say, the developments of this week. So I can strike some of the working groups.
Thank you, Bart. Any questions for Bart on that? We eagerly anticipate that. Item number 15, liaison updates. GNSO, Patrick. Not here, right? Okay.
Apologies from Patrick. He's in the GNSO council meeting. So. But he has sent his written report.
Okay. And I just want to say, from the reports that I think we received from Patrick are very strong and very helpful. And I would encourage you to read them if you want to get a fulsome accounting of what's happening there. 15.2, the ALAC liaison, Ron Sherwood, who can't join us here. Is he online or on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Ah, excellent. Ron.
Yes, I am.
Welcome, Ron.
Well, thank you.
And could you provide us your update?
You have a written report, and I do not have anything to add to that. It's fairly comprehensive. It doesn't include a report from this meeting because I'm remote, but I will get the report about subsequent actions and debates in ALAC, and I will get it to you for the next meeting.
Thank you very much, Ron. Any questions for Ron? Okay, thank you. Close out number 15 and move on to item number 16. Which is just a confirmation of the council teleconference on December 10th at 12 o'clock UTC. Any questions? Bart?
Not a question, more a point for clarification or a point of clarification. The schedule for 2014 needs to be established with our current chair and vice chair. This is still based on, say, the schedule established with the prior chair, Leslie.
Thank you very much. Okay. Duly noted. Item number 17, any other business? Would anybody like to raise anything? I am going to raise a couple of items, but I'd just like to check. No, I'll take that as a no. Okay, there are a couple of items that I wanted to add here. One is regarding the travel funding working group, and as Sokol will be stepping down after this meeting, Victor has volunteered, generously volunteered to take his place. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yes, accepted.
Okay, thank you very much. And I would also like to, for the record, thank Cheryl, who, although she couldn't be here with us today, this would be her last meeting as our, in her capacity as an ALAC liaison. So in the usual way, I would like to thank Cheryl for her commitment and service to this group in that capacity. Thank you very much, Cheryl. And welcome, Maureen. A couple of other notes. In terms of NOMCOM, as you know, Hong stepped down, so there were two NOMCOM appointees in this period. I've already mentioned Jordy is joining us. Sokol will be, as I just said, leaving us in his capacity as a counselor via the NOMCOM. So I would also like to say, in our usual way, can we thank him for all the service that he has provided here. And in his place, shortly taking her seat, is Celia Loriman Freeman. Welcome to the council, and we look forward to working with you shortly. So that's what's happening on the NOMCOM and from the ALAC liaison standpoint. Yes, there are a couple of other things that I'd like to take care of, and they are about recognizing people. And the first thing I would like to do is also just provide Sokol a little recognition on behalf of the council. And it's something that I have looked at often, and I'm waiting till I get mine. Evil plans and other stuff. Thank you. The next items that I would like to provide are recognition of folks who have made outstanding and lengthy contributions to this community, and we have a number of pins for those who have been to 30 ICANN meetings, which is quite remarkable, and even more remarkable, we have people here who have been to 40 meetings. So I want to recognize those folks, most of whom are with us today. So I'd like to welcome you up as I call your name to receive your pin. And I almost feel a bit awkward because relative to these folks, I have barely been here. So, but in spite of being a relative newbie compared to these folks, congratulations, of course, and thank you for the service that you provide to the CCNSO. And it's a remarkable list. I will start with the folks who've been here 30 meetings. Annabeth Lang. Whoa. Annabeth.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take
it. There's a lot of them. 15.
Well, we can all do one. Annabeth, come back.
We are going to take a picture after, but let me give them out first. Then they'll know who they are. The next is Bernie Turcotte. Bernie? I know he's here. God knows we all know when he's here. Okay, I will save that. Deva Tamilionian. Deva.
She was here.
We know she's here, but okay, not in the room. Giovanni. Giovanni.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, kiss.
No, I was going to say the same. I can kiss you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. And I won't make Keith get up. I'll go to him. Next, we have Margarita.
I just want to make sure I get to kiss you.
Thank you so much.
You may detect a pattern here. Martin Boyle.
Ooh.
There will be no kiss.
She's now willing to receive it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Well, well done.
Long service.
Yes.
As somebody said to me, though, as half of those years were in the GAC, I've only really done 15 meetings.
Relative newbie, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but you might deserve more credit for those. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could double the number.
But it shows on you, Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, when he says
five. The next is Patricio. Sure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Richard Wine.
Oh, he's around here, I think.
Yes, he is, but not in the room right now. And now we move on to the 40 meeting, the marathoners here. Karsten. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks, Harold.
A remarkable achievement.
Yeah. I've just had a peek at a picture when I started this. That was in, 98, 99 or so, when my hair was still, like, light brown.
Not gray.
No, it's gray, so thank you.
Thank you. Demi, 40. And Desiree. Desiree, we know she's here. Not in the room, okay? We'll make sure she gets that. Virtually, Leslie Cowley. Congratulations, Leslie. It just keeps coming this week.
Leslie, maybe for your information, when Byron talks to you, and I'm doing the same now, I see, he looks at something that's hanging from the ceiling and that radiates light and warmth. So I think you're dearly missed.
I'm not upstairs, it's okay.
Yes, you are omnipresent in this meeting. The next is Oscar, who was here, but we know had to go home on short notice. So congratulations to Oscar as well. And the last person on the 40th list who I know, or I believe is also not here, is Stefan Welsel. He's not here, I believe, right.
Well, Becky, this is extracted from what you indicate when you're registering. So, next time.
Okay, so I have the designated list from which I will stick to for now, but also Stefan. So I'd like to acknowledge Stefan. And clearly you'll be next up, I guess.
Okay.
This is the 40th?
It's not finished yet.
Yeah. Oh, so I haven't really attended.
Well, yes, but you still attended. So you haven't attended yet.
Correct.
You're still attending.
Okay, with that, congratulations to all the folks who have received those pins. What I would suggest is upon completion of the meeting, which will be very, very shortly, that those folks stick around and we can take a picture behind here, I think. Gabby will no doubt get us in order and tell us what to do.
As always.
Thank you. So on that note, those were all the items under any other business that I had. And with that, we'll move to item number 18 and close the meeting. Thank yous, sponsors. Thank you, Bart. Who should I thank in particular? obviously our local host.ar, Nick Argentina, certainly LAC TLD. I'm going to keep winging it here. The financial sponsors of the evening last night, which by memory included .pr, .nl, Nominet, Nick AR, Chile, thank you. I said .pr, Puerto Rico. I think I covered them all.
We'll record them.
Okay. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors. And on that, I will call the meeting to a close. Can I get somebody to...
to compliment you with your chairmanship? Yes. <No. laughs> Well done, Byron.
To bring this to a close. Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Leslie, for joining us, and Ron. See you all tonight at the gala.
Thanks, Byron. Well done.
Yes. Yeah, just a reminder that we would like to get everybody who received a pin to come on up for a photograph. Please don't forget. Come on up.
If someone wants gala tickets for tonight, I have some. Just come up to me.